Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is September 1st, 2008, the Feast of Blessed David Pendleton Okerhader. One thing that should be clear after remembering all these amazing Christians together is that God chooses all kinds to serve him and to grow the church. David Okerhader was a fierce Cheyenne warrior, distinguished in battle and as a leader among his people. He fought against the United States government over Indian land rights. And in 1875, he was captured by the U.S. Army and sent to a military prison in Florida. While there, he encountered Christianity for the first time. God captured the heart of a captured warrior, and from that moment, Okerhader transformed from a man of war to a man of peace. He was ordained a deacon and began and founded many missions and schools among the Native Americans. Through it all, he considered himself to be God's warrior. He once said to his people, "You all know me. You remember when I led you out to war, I went first, and what I told you was true. Now I have been away to the east, and I have learned about another captain, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is my leader. He goes first, and all he tells me is true. I come back to my people to tell you to go with me now in this new road, a war that makes all for peace." In this way, Okerhader was following the directions of Jesus to his disciples. "Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of heaven has come near to you.'" The kingdom of heaven is very near, sometimes much nearer than we expect. Okerhader found the kingdom of God was not only in the east, but also among the people he knew the best. And likewise, they found that the kingdom of heaven was among them in the person of their beloved leader, David Pendleton Okerhader. Let us pray. O God of unsearchable wisdom and infinite mercy, you chose a captive warrior, David Okerhader, to be your servant, and sent him to be a missionary to his own people, and to exercise the office of a deacon among them. Liberate us who commemorate him today from bondage to self, and empower us for service to you and to the neighbors you have given us. Through Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of the Blessed Martyrs of New Guinea. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.